Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It's Dom time. Happy Black Friday. Welcome in. By the way, two former cops here. I'll ask them if it's true that the Philadelphia police are the ones that coined Black Friday. We'll get to that in a second. By the way, Dom's Money Melody today continues, even though it's a sort of a quasi...
It's Dom.
Thank you.
Money Melody.
That's right. At 2:14 today, we'll have another tune from Dan that you'll be able to guess. So we're not taking any days off here with that. No, people love it. We're having great fun
we
with it.
We were off yesterday.
Well, that was a faux pas. I don't know how that happened. Somebody should have been here to play it and let people guess. They were waiting on Thanksgiving Day. Hold that turkey until we get this Money Melody.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yes, I could see it around the Delaware Valley. Hold up.
Let's do a turkey drop out of a helicopter.
Yes, exactly. We can't have a day without it.
WKRP.
There you go. Who was manning the board yesterday? Jim, were you?
Mr. Kelly. Jim Kelly.
Oh, he was here during that.
That was yours truly, yes.
Oh, Jim, here. Thank you for doing that. You could have then done it. We would have given permission to give you the prize and play it and let people guess.
It's Money Melody.
I probably would have, yeah.
All right, I began a column recently when I was told by a couple of people that the FOP would be doing special commemoration for Danny Faulkner. It's hard to believe. Now, I wasn't there at the beginning. Let me tell you how I started the column. We have two of his former partners with us who will be there, along with Maureen Faulkner and others. That 40 years ago, when he was killed, we know that without a doubt, it's the most tried thing in the history of criminal behavior by Mumia Abu-Jamal near 13th and Locust. That Ronald Reagan was only beginning his first year in office. Gas was $1.30 a gallon for regular. And the Dom Giordano Show, Dan, did not start until 6 years later. That's how long ago this was. It's almost impossible to believe, right? And yet, here we are with Mumia, maybe in a better position than ever, to be released from jail. Joining us are Gary Bell and Ed Frederick, who are here with us in Philadelphia, if you want to bring the guys up. Hey, Gary, thanks for taking time to join us. And Ed, thanks for taking time to join us also. Gary, talk about being a partner with Danny Faulkner. In what way did you work the same shift? Did you drive with him occasionally? How did that work?
Yeah, thanks, Don, for having me on. I appreciate it. We worked together. We worked the wagon together in the 6th District in Center City. And it was always a two-man vehicle. So, you know, we worked together on a regular basis.
And on the night that he was killed, that December, he was by himself?
That's correct. The district was a little bit low on manpower that particular night. And to put more units out on the street, the sergeant made a decision to, put him by himself, and then I was out by myself also.
Gary, did you know of Mumia Abu-Jamal then? His real name, Wesley Cook. Did you know of him then? Did anybody know of him?
No, I can only speak for myself, but prior to him murdering Danny, I never heard of him before in my life.
Were you working that shift, or were you off, Gary?
No, I was working. I was working a foot beat that particular night. I was in the area of 13th and Market, which actually was only about four blocks away from where Danny was murdered.
And did you go to the hospital then when there was an assist officer, I guess, or however it was called in? What happened?
Yeah, well, I heard it on the radio. I heard him go out with the car stop. You know, he sounded very calm and cool and collected, and like nothing was wrong with the initial car stop of William Cook, Jamal's brother.
Right.
And then the assist officer came out, and I think it was the cab driver, Schobert, I think his name was, stopped the stakeout wagon that was coming down at 12th and Locust to back Danny up on his car stop. And the cab driver had saw the shooting take place. So he frantically stopped the stakeout wagon and informed them that an officer had just been shot. And then they rushed right down the street to find Danny laying on the sidewalk.
And you witnessed, Gary, I don't have this in front of me, so as I remember it, though, you were at the hospital when Mumia was brought in, because Mumia was wounded also.
That's correct. When I heard that Danny, it was a founded shooting and an officer was shot, I ran down 13th Street to Chestnut. I saw the wagon that was transporting Danny to the Jefferson Hospital coming up 13th Street, and at that point, I flagged down a passing taxi cab and had him drive me over to Jefferson Hospital.
What did you witness there, Gary? What have you testified to there?
Well, when I first went in, it was pretty chaotic. I saw one of our squad members, and I found out later that he had actually rode in the back of the wagon with Danny cradling him to the hospital, Jackie Hefter. And he was standing outside the trauma room as I entered the emergency room. And he had tears in his eyes, and his shirt was, like, covered in blood. But the whole time I was on my way to the hospital, I never thought that Danny was hurt bad for some reason. In my mind, I was just thinking he was wounded and he'll be fine. And when I got to the hospital and saw the chaos in the emergency room and saw Jack, and he was had tears in his eyes, and I kind of thought something might be a little worse, I said to Jack, where's Danny? I want to go talk to him, see if he's okay. And he pointed to the trauma room, and he said, I don't think you want to go in there right now. And I said, no, I just want to talk to him and see if he's okay. And as I opened the door of the trauma room, I saw him laying on the gurney. The doctors were frantically trying to save his life.
Yeah.
And it was too late, obviously.
Ed Frederick is also with us. Hey, Ed, good to have you on today. Thanks for joining us. What was your role in this with Danny Faulkner as a partner?
Well, I was never a partner with Danny. I met Danny a year before. I was transferred into the 6th District for a short period of time. I worked for Danny in 1980 for about 4 months. I got to meet Danny, and we became friends. And then I was later transferred to the stakeout unit. And I was assigned to 3 Squad, and I was working that evening, and I had spoken with Danny about 2 hours prior to that, and we had a short conversation, and it just happened to be right around Jefferson Hospital. And that particular evening, the next day, I had court, and so near court nights, court days, the night before, you leave early to go to court. So a couple hours later, just about the time that Danny was injured and then later killed, I had already reported off for duty, and I had headed home. And I had gone to sleep, and my wagon was retired, and my partner went on to another assignment, and I went to sleep, and my alarm went off around 6:30 in the morning, and radio went on, and I heard that there was a shooting down in the 6th District, and the radio went on and said there was an officer shot. And at that time, they didn't have any reports of the injuries.
Right.
I called my headquarters, and my headquarters said, Ed, you got to get into headquarters as soon as possible. I arrived in the headquarters, and they informed me that it was Danny. And then they informed me that he had passed on.
Yeah.
Needless to say, that really affected me. And my commanding officer said to me, "You got to go down, and you got to go down and check in to court." And I went to court, and then they dismissed me from court, and I went right to the hospital, and met up with my friends, and the scene was chaotic, of course. And I was really upset.
Gary, 40 years after that night, and you've been on with me before, and I've seen you in all kinds of things that have happened. It is shocking that this could play out. Not so much. I mean, there are other cases where it plays out over a long period of time. But it seems to me there's always this possibility, and I watch this, as I'm sure you probably do too, and I think that after 40 years, Mumia might be closer than ever due to Krasner, due to his illness of getting out. So over those 40 years, has it been something you follow quite a bit?
Dom, I follow this case as close as I follow my nose.
Okay.
Yeah, and anything that goes on with this case, I stay right on top of. Of course, Maureen does.
Yep.
She flies back from California, as I'm sure you know, probably. For anything involving this case, any court proceedings, she always comes back in from California to be at them. And I agree. I know that Krasner is probably going out of his way to try to help him get out. However, I think Maureen, she has a group of lawyers that are working with her to combat his attempts to free Mumia.
I was asking that, though. Maureen, I did another show, Gary, a national show with her the other night, and said that this was a life sentence for her also, although she seems to have figured out a way to make peace with her current life and keeping this going and keeping it going until Mumia passes away. But for you, how have you made peace with this, though? Because it's outrageous. It's hundreds of times since I've been on talk radio that this has come up in one thing or another, one new angle around Mumia, the deal that was made with the previous DA to say, all right, he's going to be in prison for life, give up on the death penalty, but he'll never get out. I don't know if you were someone talking to Maureen about that. I was against that because I know how this works. I couldn't have predicted a Krasner, though. No one could have predicted that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So
go ahead.
I was asking, how over 40 years has that affected you?
Well, I mean, when the case first came about, after it first happened and he was convicted rather quickly and sentenced to death, you think at that point that the system is going to do what it's supposed to do, and at some point, he would have been executed. Of course, that never happened, and then as time went on, it became more clear that, it was never going to happen. And that was even before the death sentence was vacated. As it went on, more time went on, it just seemed that, this was never going to take place. Nobody in Pennsylvania was being executed unless you requested it. And, and then when the death sentence was vacated and Maureen agreed to the life in prison without parole, I mean, we thought, okay, well, maybe this is going to be like the end of it now, and it'll just die out on its own, and eventually he'll die, and that'll be it. But this case is just I call it the case that never ends.
Oh, sure, exactly
because
right.
It seems like whenever we think we're getting near the finish line with finishing up with any appeal that he might have,
they
seem to find another one somewhere, and pull it out of their hat, and here we go again.
Exactly. Ed, what was Danny like as a cop, not just as a friend, not just someone you told us about, and Gary, too? Was he a very proactive cop, and that's why a situation like this, he got involved with the brother, and then Mumia kind of sneaks up on him, as I understand it. What was he like as a cop?
Danny was a cop.
Go ahead.
Danny, the time that I spent in the sister district, Danny was a cop's cop. Danny was there when you needed him. Danny was an aggressive cop, he was out there doing the job. The job had to be done. He did it. He was there to back you up. Danny, and when Gary was with him, they did the job. Even as a stakeout cop, if, you know, we made a car stop, even though we were always a two-man vehicle, Danny would show up. I worked the 6th District a lot. Mm-hmm. as a stakeout officer with my partner. Danny was there. I can honestly say Danny was a good cop. And he was there. And I can just honestly say he was a cop's cop. And for somebody to want needed help, Danny was there. And
gotcha. Yeah, that's a sense that I have. And, Gary, now the upcoming event and what we'd like to see is that, you know, as things get older, as people pass away, as, you know, there are new people listening today, I don't know how they wouldn't have, they didn't hear of it at the height of this when it was beyond intense. I mean, Mumia's made $2 million. He's the honorary citizen of about 25 cities. He's spoken at all kinds of graduations. He had his own radio show. He still might in at least on at least 10 stations, you know, across the radical element that's out there. It's remarkable. So on December 7th, which is a Tuesday, the FOP headquarters, it's a great spot, what they've done up there. There's going to be a massive commemoration at 10 a.m. for Danny Faulkner. And we wanted people to know they'll be welcome to show up for it. They'll be completely safe. There might be 1,000 cops around the place at that point. It's one of the safest places in the world, usually, when you're up there, Gary. What would you like to say to invite people to that?
Well, I would say this. Anyone out there that supports law enforcement, and right now, you know, we certainly need it. But anyone that supports law enforcement and wants to support Maureen and Danny's family and some of Danny's other family will be in attendance is welcome to come. You know, it's at 10 a.m. on the 7th, as you stated, at the FOP, and it's located at 11630 Caroline Road in Philadelphia. It's up by straight off of Conley Road and the Boulevard. It's right in that area.
All right. And, Ed, is there a Facebook page you go to or a website, whatever you guys say, that people can check this out? And, you know, if they're not writing it down now, where do they go, Ed?
Well, right now it's up on Facebook. I have posted it on my site, we're trying to get it out there. And I know with your help, I'm sure you're going to put a post up there for us.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And the FOP will be posting it also, I'm sure. So we're really looking for a crowd to support us and get the word out there, because we would love to show the support for Danny. And as the words are, that we never forget Danny. And we really feel that, especially after 40 years, how we have supported Maureen and supported her cause, and we're behind her back after, you know, we buried Maureen. We got together and we told Maureen that when Danny died, that, you know, she inherited nine brothers. And when I personally said to her, if there's anything you ever needed, sure, just pick up the phone. And that's always been our motto, you know, never forget.
Exactly.
And that's where we're at today.
All right. Well, we'll continue to remind people of that. And again, it's a very easy spot to get to off the Boulevard. Very, very safe and really important. And you'll meet people like Gary Bell, Ed Frederick, Maureen Faulkner will be there, McNesby, McGrody. I'll be there with Roe. And guys, thank you so much. Thanks for coming on. And we will continue to remind people of this all the way up to that day.
All right. Thank you, Dom. I really appreciate that. And it's been nice talking to you again. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Gary. Thank you, Ed. Thanks very much, guys, for being with us. So that's December 7th at 10 a.m., and we'll remind you. We'll put it up on Facebook and Twitter and remind you. 40 years, though. It's almost hard to believe. So, Dan, just a little quiz on yours. probably where you were at the shore and all, you probably vaguely heard of it, right? But what's the, in a nutshell, over the course of you being aware of this, that you know about it?
Well, I think, honestly, when I first learned about it when I came to here to Philadelphia, I didn't know much about the situation back in Atlantic City. But I think this case in itself, all encapsulated, is a microcosm of what we're seeing play out now in Philadelphia. And it's really I feel as though the forces behind trying to get Mamiya released have now got been listened to by those writing policies. And I kind of tie it all together, Dom, because I don't think that this kind of situation is fair at all. And to these officers or to Maureen, and I see over and over again this playing out with victims now today in Larry Krasner's Philadelphia suffering from similar instances. And it's cool to see. I'll reveal this as well. Maureen Faulkner works very often with those people suffering through same situations. So
yes,
huge thank you to Maureen for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So you may be new to this. You may not be. Maybe you won't. It can't be 40 years, Dom. Come on. As I said, it was Reagan's first year as president toward the end of that. Gas was $1.30 a gallon. I didn't start doing talk radio officially for 6 more years from that point. And look at what's happened over those 40 years. And to Dan's point, to the left, this is the holy of holies, this guy, this creep, this killer, who's a millionaire many times over and has written I don't know how many books in demand for graduation speaker, at least 4 that I know of. And then when he had his own radio show, he's a great voice, mellifluous voice. He would have been a newscaster. He was doing some of that. But no, he chose to do this in the most cowardly way imaginable. And that's where we are 40 years later with no one could have predicted back then a Larry Krasner. No one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, it's Dom time with Dan here at 855-839-1210. Seth Rogen, trending on Twitter. A guy who isn't remarked anywhere near funny, only when he's being serious. I don't know if you've seen this, Dan. He's been duking it out with a guy who has a pretty big following on YouTube. And the guy was complaining about the fact his car was robbed again because Los Angeles is a crime-riddled third-world blank of a city, but tremendous appreciation and gratitude to the hardworking officers of the LAPD. Apparently, they broke into the car and they took stuff for his daughter's party and all that. And Seth Rogen tweets back, "Dude, I've lived here for over 20 years. You're nuts, ha-ha. It's lovely here. Don't leave anything valuable in your car. It's called living in a big city." And then it goes on from there. The guy tweets back how he felt violated, and that gets Rogan off. He talks about the fact your car is not an extension of you. Come on, dude. And he writes, "Once a guy accidentally left a cool knife in my car. So if it keeps happening, you might get a little treat." God, it's just hard to believe what you have to do to be a progressive, the mindset that you have to have. It's stunning, even for Seth Rogen, even for the Hollywood crowd. Can they defend that? And that's their attitude toward everything. Until someone gets killed close to them, or someone they know, or somebody gets attacked or whatever, maybe then is that what it takes to dawn on them? We led the show off today talking about our buddy Steve Keeley. I mean, every day I marvel at the guy. He's one of our nominees. I'm not putting my thumbs on the scale because we got four great nominees. Now, Dan, we haven't heard, though, from Dr. David Damsker if he can do an interview, right?
No, we have not.
Yeah, I think it's probably incommunicado time there. But he's up. People may vote for him afterwards. So we're going to be producing that in the next couple of days and into next week. And then on December 2nd, our first annual, really, that we've actually got Greg Stocker to be great and give us time at 9 o'clock p.m. to do a special interviews with Clarice Schillinger, the woman that won 133 school board seats. And, Dan, I don't know if you saw this at Philly.com today. They attack again. They attack her. It wasn't really. They haven't made a difference. And Paul Martino, the guy who funded this with $500,000, I think they're on to something else, is what the column seems to be about that, to continue. They don't get it. They still think they're winning. They still think they're winning with the school board. That's not the way that I see it. We've only just gotten started. This kind of snuck up on people in 2021. Do you think we're going to stand down in 2022? No way. It's all out. There'll be more elections, more seats up, and they're going to lose again.
Why not? Car chase? Gunshots? That clearly just happened because we were smoking marijuana.
Thank you, Seth. Nice drop. And then we have Ed Durr. I happen to find a piece today. I'm not even sure where I saw it. Ed the Trucker, the Trump Republican who's riding high in New Jersey. Dan, this guy goes into a shop right and they're having him sign packages and all. That's how nuts it is with him. He's got a great story. I got several things in this piece that we didn't know before. And then we have Steve Keeley, who I mentioned, his tweet today about Dallas, where the mayor is using Philadelphia to make the argument about how safe Dallas is. Dallas homicides are down by close to 7%. So he tweets that out. And Philadelphia is roughly about the same population as Dallas. Why are they up 13%? We're down 7% as far as people getting killed. And Dan, you explain it because I got to commend you. That's a real eagle eye. What Dallas is doing, that anybody listening to this show that knows somebody in the media, could they ask Danielle Outlaw a question for once? Can this silly commissioner be asked a question? Is there any shame possible? What are they doing in Dallas with these boxes, Dan?
Yeah, so what they have is they've gridded the city into 101,402 small grid boxes. And they've highlighted 51 of those small grids and ramped up policing. You said earlier in the show you used the word flooding. That's essentially what they did is they flooded those zones with police officers, and they've seen the numbers dip. They've seen them decrease. And that's just the phase one of what they're doing there. And they've seen a 7% decrease. And now they're ramping it up citywide. So I'm sure we'll see even further decrease.
Well, I don't know that Philadelphia was exactly doing that in some previous commissioners. But I do know that they had stacks, and they called it a particular name.
Like, it's not a new concept by any means, but the radical left goes so weird and far in the opposite direction of other concepts that I'm sure this has fallen through the cracks as a way to get things under control.
Right. So when I'm watching that news conference the other day with Daniel Outlaw, look, the other with Kenny, the arrogance, the just craziness was unbelievable. All she does is stand up and say, I'm heartbroken. She didn't come on the show. Look, Dan and I tried to get these people on around the clock. There's just sheer cowardice. You know me. I'm not going to engage them by screaming at them. I'm going to go back and forth with them. In fact, coming up, I developed, and it was due to a lot of listeners egging me on. The other day we were kidding. Who are the 10 people that I'd like Dan, or I'm mandating? I'm Joe Biden. I'm mandating this, that they appear on the show in 2022. I will give you the big list. I was working on it yesterday at the turkey and all that at just about 1:30, 1:35 here. I got a surprise for the number one, Dan, who I think is doable, potentially. It would be a real spin on this. Yes, Tom Jones is on the list. Not that high up, though. You can get him. Come on. We want to check one a month. Check them off by the end of 2022. So I'll give you some of them coming up.
What's new, pussycat?
I'm sure Tom would be happy to co-host. Probably if he's in AC or something, he'd stop over. We'll broadcast from there.
Who listens to this song and says, that's a good song?
Oh, man. People out there know what a hoot he is, what a great entertainer he has been over the years. Come on now. He's got a new album out or whatever he's calling it. Okay. So I'll give you my top 10 coming up. But these four nominees, thanks to listeners, Kiwi, Dr. Damsker, Clarice, and who am I letting out? Ed Durr. It's going to be brutal to make a determination on this, particularly after you hear these interviews. But that's where I got the Dallas story from today, from Steve Kiwi. He's the only one in town that had it, Dallas Morning News. He's using Philadelphia and saying, look at their per capita homicide. They're up 13, 14%. Realize, they have COVID in Dallas also, and they have a much more generous Second Amendment rights when it comes to guns. So can you imagine if one of these reporters says, hey, the Dallas Morning News is saying this, what would this slug mayor say? What would Krasner say? More importantly, what would this silly police commissioner say? What is her grand plan? What is it called, the outlaw plan? What is that? Is it to show up and say, I'm heartbroken, next, gunfire, I'm heartbroken? What's her plan? What's the overall plan that she's pushing for? There is none. I think she's headed off to New York if she can get that job. And just keep, someday she'll probably be in charge of the FBI or something. In Joe Biden's, why not? If Rachel Levine can be a four-star admiral, why can't Daniel Outlaw be the head of the FBI? Makes sense. 855-839-1210.
When the felons get caught, they go to jail in Dallas. They get let out here.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe of Ampler. Yes, that's a good point, Joe. Why is that? I think you're making my point.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while. It kind of got suggested the other day, given the side question of the day. Today's side question is all-time bargain. Hit me with that bargain. But I told Dan in 2022, we need these people to be on here. So without further ado, here's my big list starting at number 10 through number 1 of the guest that Dan has mandated. I guess we'll have to put a bonus on this, a bounty, to get on this year. How much should he get if he gets all 10 of them? In 10th position, you're hearing him right now, Tom Jones.
Number 10? That low?
Number 10. Oh, this list. Number 9, Netanyahu. I used to have him higher. He's out of power now, though, but okay. He's doable, Dan. I almost got him. Number 8, Enes Kanter. Number 7, LeBron James.
Really? LeBron over Enes Kanter?
Well, just think. Oh, I love Enes Kanter, but just think about it. LeBron James, Dan, on this. Oh,
for those
man.
Who have no idea who Enes Kanter is, has been listening recently. He's the guy protesting right. China, plays for the Celtics.
The Turkish center in the NBA.
Yes.
For a bonus, I'll play him one-on-one. Just saying, Dan, if that helps you. In sixth place, the mayor of this fair city, James Mattoon Kenney. In fifth place, not yet his colleague there, but the dean of decency. The dean of decency.
Decency.
Really? She's
Thank
that
you.
High on your list?
Oh, yeah. Oh, listeners.
No, so you're telling me that you would rather talk to Madeline Dean than Mayor Kenney?
Yes, probably.
No.
Yeah, I think so. I think it.
So if I told you, if I came to you one day, I said, Dom, I was able to secure both Madeline Dean and Mayor Kenney, but you got to pick one.
All right. I just wanted to pump her up there, you know, for the list. All right, I got to go Kenny 5 and her 6. I accept
that.
There you go. In fourth position, he makes the final 4, Larry the Kras.
Yeah, that's
He's only in fourth.
I too would rather speak with Krasner than Kenny. I need to know what the heck is going on in the
team. Probably, yes. I think he might say Kenny would be pretty brief. He'll hang up. In third position, Howard Stern.
Really? Hey, that's great. I would love to come on your show, Dom.
Right, here's Tom Giordano talking about me, the guy next door. The good guy next door.
Yeah, buddy. Come on into the
Dumb
kitchen.
Giordano.
We'll see how.
Dummy right. Giordano.
And you can't be spraying anything. There are going to be germs here. In second position, Dan, not too hard. In any language that he wants, I'll bone up on it. The Pope.
What, are you going to learn his language?
Well, yeah, I'm going to try to, but that's the only way to communicate with the man. And the number 1 by popular demand in 2022, I need the drum roll there.
Oh, one second.
Or something there. Yes, thank you. The number 1, Dan, do you have a guess?
I was going to guess Howard.
No. Jack Stolzheimer 2.
Oh.
That's what I want. See, I'm a big fan.
I have no
fan.
Idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yes. I'm a big fan of the return match. I think the juices flow better in that. Ali Frazier, right? Trump, I wanted Hillary again. Come on. People wanted that, not Joe Biden.
My name is Jack Stolzheimer, not Larry Krasner.
Now, I left off. I didn't know where to put her. I beg your indulgence, but I would like the Beamer. Allison Beam, the good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Yes. I don't know who I'd knock off here. Maybe Netanyahu. Get her in the ninth position, not Netanyahu.
What? You didn't nominate Valerie Arcouche?
You know what? I completely forgot about her since she's not day-to-day. Yes, see how big this list is? You got
I can't
big...
believe Kenny's only 5th. I mean, I thought that would have been a lot higher on your
Me
list.
Me too, Jim.
I would say, Dan, if you got any of the first, if you got any 2, 3, 4 on this list, or Kenny, those, I got to consider at least a couple grand.
I'll endure Tom Jones, and we'll check him off the list, and that'll be
all right. For that, let's start with Tom Jones and pull our way
up. I can remember a remote where you were chasing Jim Kenny down just to get an interview with him.
Yeah,
I do remember
that. Liberty
at the
Place.
Shops at Liberty Place.
Yeah, well, he walked up at a eulogy, a funeral for Wild Bill Grenier, looked at me and walked to the other side of the room. If that's not cowardice, I don't know what is. Couldn't sit there. I'm afraid I'm going to say something to you.
You're a wacko, dum-dum.
All right, Dan, if you can't get Stern, bring Robin as a second. You can then interview Robin.
It'd be easier to get an interview with Howard than it would with Robin. I've got to tell you that.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah, well, whichever way you work. So you think Tom Jones is the most doable out of that list?
Easily, yes.
Ah, okay. So we're promised Tom Jones.
Stolzheimer 2 actually might be the easiest. You're number one. So.
Yeah, because look, I praised him when due. I have said good things about Stolzheimer. I said he really hasn't been a Larry Krasner. I like
you
to
are
charge.
What okay. you should probably do is stop reading the Republican blogs and actually look at the facts.
I'm never going to allow you to say something nice about him without ruining it, Dom.
I know. No, but that's number one that I think is real. People would be, I mean, Dan, we'd have to do that at a public event, you know? I also want to know his hair care secrets. He's got great hair. All right, coming up.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Come on, Jack. What do you use on your hair? All right, coming up, Neil Zorn, our TV guy's here. What's a good binge watch? What's coming up that we might like on TV here on Talk Radio 1210? That's right. Let's go to the great man here. It's been way too long. Mr. Neil Zorn taking us to the best that's on TV. Hey, Neil, welcome in. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be here today. Happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, Neil, I had a lot of response. I guess it was last week we talked about Yellowstone a little bit. I'm honest. I didn't get into it. I mentioned it to a few people at Thanksgiving dinner last night. Oh, they knew about it. They were into it. 14 million it had 1 week. What's your thoughts on Yellowstone?
Well, it took four seasons for them to get there, by the way, but that's beside the point. Yellowstone works because, I mean, I like Yellowstone. I'm not an avid watcher of it, but I like it. Because Yellowstone sort of combines all the elements of popular television over the history of television. First of all, it's a Western that involves real horses and real cowboys, but it's set in both the 21st century and in the 19th century. So it goes back and forth in time. So you see a real Western and you see a modern Western, but on a ranch. It involves intrigue. It involves family melodrama. It involves soap opera. So you have Bonanza, you have Dynasty, and you have the police shows of today, as you have all kinds of intrigues. Let's say Bonanza, Dynasty, and say Billions or The Succession, something like that, because there's a lot of family intrigue that's very modern, that involves modern weapons. You have all kinds of psychological things going on. You have, of course, the issue that's a little bit overplayed about whose land it is. There's the big ranch that Kevin Costner lives on, the Yellowstone Ranch. Is it Native American land or is it his land really? And there's that tension. But there's a lot of shots in casinos. So a lot goes on the show that I think is an amalgamation of everything television has done since the beginning of time.
I gotta ask,
it's all there.
It seems kind of boring to me, though. Is there like action and violence? I love action and violence. Is there any of that in Yellowstone?
Yeah, you haven't watched season four yet, have you?
I haven't watched any of it because
it's always
just came across as guys hanging out on a ranch and having a drama play out. It didn't come across as something,
Yeah, it's not just beer and poker. It goes beyond beer and poker. There's a lot of that, too. No, but in the beginning of season four, I don't mind being a spoiler. Actually, who am I kidding? Season four actually begins with, well, season three ends, obviously, with their big shootout on the ranch and Kevin Costner's character being shot and left on the road for dead. Of course, he revives because he's Kevin Costner. He's the producer. He's the star. So, of course, he survives to open his eyes at the beginning of season four. But you see all of his ranch has been shot up. Everybody's injured, including his daughter. There are people killed, and nobody knows who did it. So that's the big mystery of season four is who did this. And the Native Americans, who are the biggest suspects because they want their land back, you know, 200 years later, is if they're ever going to get it. Ha-ha. Although every season, every theater show these days begins with talking about how we have to do honor to the Lenape because we're on their land doing this show. Don't start me on that. But so you have that. But now there's going to be a league between Kevin Costner's ranch and the Native Americans because they think that there's a third party who's after both of them.
The corporate element they're bringing in. Yep. Neil.
So you have all of that. That's why I think Yellowstone works is because, first of all, it's there and there's not much else there. And second of all, because it incorporates so much from took every element of popular television and put it in there.
I'm sold.
We're getting into high binge watching because of time and all that. Maybe even today would be a day people are doing that, Neil. What are you seeing on the horizon now? What would you recommend binge watching?
binge watch. Well, first of all, I think there's a couple of things that are new that are worth binge watching. I haven't looked at it yet, so I imagine it's Peter Jackson, so I'm depending on it. I'm looking forward to getting into Get Back. So that's 9 hours and Beatles. If you're a Beatles fan, I started Hawkeye and I'm liking that.
Wow.
Going back in time. Yeah, I am, because it's going slow. It naturally begins with an apocalyptic scene.
And that's big for Neil, because you're not usually huge into the superhero television shows. And
yes, I'm definitely usually, not, yeah.
Usually I hate them. Usually I hate anything superhero and magical, only because it stops being a story and starts being special effects. And when that happens, I lose out. It's like a lot of movies today. You see a lot of action scenes, but you're really not following the action. They're not really doing anything. It's just something exploding in front of you. You can't even tell what's happening, really, mm-hmm. most of the time. And that's my objection to that. And also, anybody who has a secret power or a magic power can do anything they want. If I could be anybody on Earth, I'd be Samantha Stevens, you know, twitch my nose and make all kinds of things happen. But that's not the world, and it becomes tiresome, unless it's funny, like with Samantha Stevens. So that's why I don't get involved in most of those. But I'm liking that. Of course, there's always the classics to go back and binge. I would tell, you know, we talk about Ozark a lot, and the next season is coming up in the spring of 2022. And I would go back and look at that if you haven't yet. That's what I would
go back. Neil, I got to tell you, that opening scene, I guess it was the first week. I'm not going to spoil it fully, but just say there's a comeuppance there with the guys working with the drug dealers. I was just like, wow, this is so well done. It's hard to believe.
No, it's great. And the things I wouldn't binge watch is, well, not, you can't binge watch it because it's episodic. I didn't like The Wheel of Time. I thought The Wheel of Time is sort of like a poor man's Game of Thrones, trying to do all the same things.
Mm-hmm. Neil, are you there?
Oh, no. Oh, he's back. Here he is.
Yeah. Okay, Neil. What's coming up? Is there anything coming up in January you're most looking forward to? Is that the next big thing? Is that when we're going to see something?
Oh, we must have lost him, Dom.
We must have lost him. Dan, you had a question for him, too, that maybe you'll give us. What was yours?
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask him as a TV critic, as a media critic, and maybe we can get this answer via text. I apologize for how that worked out. Me and Maisie have been binging 90 Day Fiancé, Dom.
Oh,
and another show called Love After Lockup, and it's stories about relationships and kind of makes you live vicariously and feel better about your own life. And I just wonder, as a critic, what Neil's thoughts, do shows like that have a place in the landscape of television? So
okay.
Maybe we'll hear that next time with him.
Definitely. All right, big 2 o'clock hour coming up. I see something. We let off the show today with Steve Keeley's Twitter, Dan. He's got something else on there. I just am stunned that others not quite reporting it this way about a robbery in Philadelphia. I'll explain. We'll continue to take your calls. Come on, jump in. Today we're going to crown the winner of the week at the end of the show for our $50 gift certificate to Captain Chuckie's. Today's side question is simple. Today's Black Friday. Bargains. What is the all-time bargain? We'll get all that coming up here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.